This is the Gold Coast's 92.5 Triple M with another Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
Get around Flan, Ally and Spider.
Please.
It's the breakfast show on the Gold Coast 92.5 Triple M. Here's a podcast you've downloaded. Listener, L-A-S-T-N-R, well done you.
Absolutely well done. I've got a question. If you didn't like your neighbour, is it worthwhile trying to be friends with your neighbour? You know, I live in units, and it's really difficult because you've got to walk past them all the time.
All the time.
Well, hang on. Your neighbour is Pammy.
Pammy's a jet. Pammy's one of the greats. I haven't got an issue with my neighbours, but it's just, you know what I mean? Like, imagine if you're in a high rise and you didn't like your neighbour.
No good.
And you've got to get from the 12th floor to ground every day, and you go to work around the same time.
Yeah. Ooh. You know what would be more, what would be totally punishing is if you had a neighbour in that situation where you're sort of, you know, you can't avoid walking past them. And they just punished you with trying to talk to you all the time. You know, we're all busy. You're in your home. It's like,
but
leave
it,
me alone.
I know that sounds... Talking through the issues, though, do you think? Is it just to sign, get on a good even keel, level footing?
What, tell them you don't want to speak to them?
Oh, okay.
I think that might be a bit hard.
Yeah, I remember that the head of the body corporate in the last unit that I ever lived in, she lived directly above me.
Yep.
And I like my music. And she likes cleaning. And she had a problem with me closing the kitchen cupboards because I would just let them go and then they'd go, boo.
Oh, okay,
and
she'd
hear that.
Oh.
And she'd get her broom and knock it on the ground.
See, it's good.
Yeah. But very angrily.
Oh.
And so what happened was all the other neighbours would report they'd hear my cupboard, her broom, and me go, shut up!
And I
loved it. It was great.
See, same with that. When I was in the Broadbeach, in Broadbeach here, same thing. They used to whinge if we dragged the chairs along the ground.
Ah, of course.
Oh, up above them.
Yes.
Oh. Well, Sean, my neighbour in Hobart, I might have told you this before, he lived above me. He was a lovely guy and, you know, I'd pop up and have a beer with him. It was just a really awesome neighbour, but I used to hear him doing a wee.
Oh.
And I'm like, Sean, hit the side.
That's a solid stream.
Yeah. Yes.
Hit the side, you donkey.
Yeah. Don't worry.
I think he's trying to impress me.
We got somebody here at work.
Yes.
That they reckon they can judge who it is by the sound in the toilet next to him.
Is that right?
Of the number one or number two?
No, just the number one.
On who it is.
Yeah.
Oh, why? Yeah. Because it's...
Because of the force.
Yeah. Okay, here we are with what is on today's podcast. Yes. Flan, you have it in your top five greatest weekends ever. It finished up yesterday, Blues on Broadbeach.
So brilliant. Just want to congratulate the organisers. Best thing I've been to.
You wrap it up in a beautiful way, that coming up. Ali, big weekend. Well, big Friday. You went to a wedding, and the wedding, a little bit of a hiccup.
Yes, definitely a little bit of a hiccup.
I think a big hiccup.
Yep, something went missing
And
at a crucial point in the
Gold
ceremony.
Gold Coast has had disasters at weddings as well.
Yep.
That to come. Spider, pretty simple spray, messy people.
Yeah, hate them.
All right. So
don't
more.
Go on a bit.
Yeah. That in the podcast. And whenever we need to know what is happening on Dancing with Stars, we go to one person. His name is Oscar Buzz. Four questions for the 92.5 Triple M $1,000 Minute, Alison.
What about we get Al to read them and Alison can take part as a contestant because you're normally our host and quiz master.
Well, the only thing is I have got them sitting in front of me.
Right,
we'll do
so
that
you'd
tomorrow.
Win. Okay, that's tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, good idea, though.
I'm going to win today.
Yeah. I love that because that means Al Dobie has to do the questions. But he has done them for me today. Thank you, Al.
No worries. Thank you, Big Al.
Run, Forrest, run is a famous quote from which movie?
Yep.
That's it, Forrest Gump. How many days are there in December?
31.
Yes,
Flan. You're quick.
Good boy.
I'm on it today. I want to win this.
All right. Well, I love this next one because Al's actually written the wrong answer, but
I
reckon you're going to get it right. Oh. How many O's in potatoes?
Oh, three.
Two.
Well, the answer is two, but Al has written three.
Oh, okay.
So we're both right.
It's two.
Okay. My apologies.
That would be potatoes.
Yes.
Which I think I actually like the name of that.
Yeah.
Potato.
So you say potato.
Yeah.
I say potato.
All right. And the last one.
Yeah.
Oh, I reckon Flanny's going to get in on this.
Come
Spider,
on.
Come on. What colours make up
Spider.
The
red and white?
Oh. Have you already looked? How did you look at it, no, you
because
little cheek?
These are spiders' questions.
Oh, right.
Yes. So
make up the Irish flag.
Yeah.
No, uh-huh. The Japanese flag.
All right.
Oh, that'd be red.
We had a 9 out of 10 today, so yes. We could go one better. It is so gettable.
So you were going to claim spiders' work as your own, Aldobe?
We're joined at the hips. We're one.
Oh, that's Radio 101.
That's
take credit for other people's work that makes you look better. Come on.
Okay. I missed that memo.
Thank you for downloading, listener, and thank you for listening to our podcast. Could you tell a mate, please?
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Yeah, look, for my money, Blues on Broadbeach was the best I've ever seen. It was my favourite ever festival. Forget just being the best Blues on Broadbeach. It was the best thing I've been to. The organisation now, they've really fine-tuned it and they've moved another stage up to Federation Park. And to be honest, everything was so good, I never made it up to Federation Park. I kept doing loops down the bottom. And now, remember in the old days when people would change from the crowds would move from stage to stage?
Yeah.
They'd get all caught in the middle and there'd be a big mash. That doesn't happen anymore. It's perfectly planned and designed now. And, I got to do a thing and I'd urge anybody to take part in it. It's called the 12 Bar Society. It's an extra bit of money, $150, I think. Mm. But there was 350 people there who decided to take that option. And it gets you access to other things. You get a nice seat in a bar near the stage everywhere you want to go.
Yep. Awesome.
But you also get a 1-hour Q&A hosted by some idiot. And you get a deep dive into these artists. Now, the people who did it were Tommy Emmanuel, one, and a guy called Marcus Scott, who you may not know that name, but we interviewed them on the show, and he plays with a band called the Bow Keys. He was an invite. The normal singer was crook, yep. Couldn't travel. He is being mentioned in the same breath as Marvin Gaye, James Brown, Otis Clay.
Wow.
Amazing. And when he walked out, he did an Otis Clay classic, the first song, called Trying to Live My Life Without You. If you get a chance, have a listen to Otis Clay's version of that on Spotify. Unbelievable song and beautifully performed by this bloke who is so good looking. Everyone in the crowd, the women, when he walked out and he was just wearing all black, he's got the dreads, very handsome man. He walked out and the women in the crowd went, oh, like there was a noise. There was a noise. And then he began singing and even I ovulated. It was amazing.
Oh.
But we got a chance in the deep dive. I got a chance to ask him about his writing and what he tries for when he's writing songs. And he said this.
Well, that situation inspired me to write the song Gone. It says, it's a strange, sad feeling. My woman's gone, gone, gone. What makes it hurt even more, we're living in the same damn home. And if I could, I would change her mind. So to answer your questions, write about those actual issues. I don't try to make it sound pretty. I just tell the truth. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, on that note, we are out of time, and I'm very sad about that. Please put your hands together. I was going to say, the living history. Absolute living history. His band have played with Stevie Ray Vaughan, Al Green, the bass player, a white man called Scott Beaumont, genius producer, Grammy nominated. That's the thing about Blues on Broadbeach. You're looking at some bass player going, well, he's quite good. Grammy nominated producer,
Thank you. Yes.
And they're all over the shop. Now let's get to Tommy Emmanuel, genius. Something beautiful happened at his performance at Currawa, and it happened again in the Q&A of 1 hour when he started to play in his most incredible way, Imagine by John Lennon. The crowd just began to sing with him. He does big, long intros, and at a certain point, they started singing, and the same thing happened at the Q&A. So it's Tommy Emmanuel revealed that his hero is a guy called Chet Atkins. Now, Chet Atkins could play three different parts of a song on one guitar, and so can Tommy. When you hear his rich sound, it's because his thumb's playing the bass line, and he's playing chords as well, and then he's playing a melody with other fingers. Like, Tommy Emmanuel is not from this planet.
Mm. Can I ask how excited you are?
Yes. Right now?
Yes.
I just did a little bit of wee.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Went to a wedding in Melbourne on Friday and it was absolutely beautiful. It was of one of my radio sisters, her name's Sarah Marie. She married a lovely guy called Jonas And so it was a big wedding. They had five bridesmaids, five groomsmen. Everything was lovely. Mm. One thing that I thought was different and I hadn't seen before was that Jonas, when he was waiting for Sarah Marie to walk down the aisle, was standing on the left. And we were all whispering to each other going, oh, Jonas, he's nervous. He's standing on the wrong side. But that's what they chose to do. So I guess to show the joining of the two families. So she was standing next to his five groomsmen.
Oh, okay.
And he, so it was lovely. Oh, anyway, when it came times to exchange the rings, the groomsman, the chief groomsman, what do you call that? The best man.
Best man.
He gave the ring to Sarah Marie to put on Jonas's finger.
Right.
And so then everyone, Jonas turned to the bridesmaids and were like, oh, you know, have you got the ring? And they're all kind of looking at each other.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, they're all looking at each other. And so then Sarah Marie turns back and says to the best man, oh, well, have you got the ring? Give us the ring or whatever. And he's going, no. And so she thought they were totally mucking around, as you would, because as if someone's not going to have the rings.
Well,
anyway,
one of the most important things of the wedding.
Yeah.
So no wedding ring for Sarah Marie.
So they couldn't confirm it then?
Well, it was getting sort of quite awkward because she was going, come on, mucking around, and we're all sitting there going, is this a joke, is this a joke? And then eventually she goes, oh, well, we can maybe just use this one on my other hand. She sort of was panicking and like, well, we need a ring. We need to give something.
That's right.
And they're saying to the bridesmaids, who's got the ring? And then one of them says, oh, I think Claire's got it. And then everyone's sitting there going,
who's Claire?
So then the whole wedding, someone goes, oh, let's yell out to Claire. So they did the 1, 2, 3. Everyone's like, Claire. So Claire was nowhere to be seen.
So Claire didn't have it.
Well, Claire ended up having it. She did, but it was a good at least 4 minutes, which is a long time.
Very long time.
She was outside with one of the kids that had been making noise.
Okay.
But we're all sort of panicking going, I've never had that.
No.
You know, there's always the jokes and, you know, you've seen movies and things where they don't have the ring. I've never been to a wedding when they didn't have it. So it was hilarious. Anyway,
a lot can go wrong. Out.
Yes, exactly. Have you, any of you had wedding disasters?
Oh, yeah. Saying yes.
Yes,
you've
okay.
Had what three, haven't you?
Yeah, I said yes three times.
No, anything go wrong at your wedding. Like, for example, at my wedding to Steve, during our ceremony, my little niece fell into the pool.
Oh, what?
Because everyone was standing around the pool and we were sort of at the end of the pool. They'd set up this lovely stage area.
Oh, no.
She was falling in the pool. Her mum was like, come in. Grabs her out.
At our one, we got married on Waiheke Island in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And, the day of the wedding.
Which wife? This is Cherie.
Yeah, is Cherie, So we wanted all, she wanted the proper colours and I can't remember, some colour flowers.
Yeah.
Anyway, the flowers rocked up wrong colour.
You would have been livid, Spider.
I was gutted. I was really disappointed. I still didn't even know what colour they were supposed to be now. But Cherie was so dog. She was so dirty on
She would have been.
When Lisa's elder sister got married, there's 12 years the difference. So Lisa was the flower girl and she looked amazing. And they had this... at this rehearsal, and right in the middle of the rehearsal in the church, Lisa tore off the loudest fart you've ever
heard. Oh, no.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie, and Spider podcast. Spider Spree.
Yeah, pretty simple one today. I just want to have a crack at all those people that leave rubbish behind when you're at a cafe, especially at airports and even in the lounge there. That many fast food wrappers left behind. People just get up and leave straight away. Now, I remember it would have been 30 years ago. We did exactly the same. We're at Sydney Airport. We all got up to leave to catch the plane, and a heap of players, 10 or 15 of us, would have left just crap everywhere. And the coach in the middle of the airport just absolutely barreled us and said, you get back there and you pick every piece of that paper up.
That.
And whenever you leave a table, you leave that clean. Don't matter where you are.
Good on him.
I don't care if you're at a cafe. And I think, and that has stuck with me every single day. I always remember that now.
There's a country where it's absolutely the way everybody behaves, and it's Japan. They really respect common spaces, and they will leave them better than they found them. I really admire it.
My solution is, and I see it all the time, and it just frustrates me. It's like, it's just your cup or your wrapper or whatever it is that the people who go around with the trolleys and clean them, they should be able to give you advice. But don't forget, we'd love to see clean your table when you leave.
And council barbecues.
Yeah, council barbecues. Why don't they have little signs? Why don't they have signs on tables? Please leave the table clean when you leave.
Well, they shouldn't really need to.
I know they shouldn't need to.
Can I tip another little one into that? Push your chair in. Don't get up from a table and just walk away. So many people do that. I just think it's so rude. Push your chair in.
So push your chair in and take all your rubbish with you. It's an easy thing. And at the environment we've got at the moment, we know a lot of places are understaffed. There's not enough staff around. You know what? Take responsibility and do that yourself. And you know what? It'd be a much better place to live.
Oh.
How are we going in the studio? Just with
I love it. Well, don't get me started on the studio. That'll be tomorrow spray.
Maybe they could just employ ex and Kilda players to clean everything up.
Yeah, well, it would work. They should start in the studio. Your side.
Sprayed by Spider. On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
And every week we're fortunate enough to catch up with Oscar Buzz, pay him some really big money, but he gives us all the inside scoops of what's happening around Hollywood and here in Australia. He's got something about the paparazzi car chase and also Dancing with the Stars. Here's Oscar.
I'm Oscar Buzz. With all the goss and oral fairy floss from the glittering world of Tinseltown, TV Town, La La Land, and Flantasia. Today I have white lightning in my pocket. I can tell you, late last week, there was a two-hour car chase in New York, and Meghan Markle finally caught up to the paparazzi, who panicked and hid down a drain. Abracadabradoodle, and hey presto, we're in TV Town. I had the scoop on Australia's Dancing with the Stars, and my impeccable sources tell me Olympic champion Gold Coast Sally Pearson will bust a move. And my impeccable source is the ad that ran last night on Channel 7. Oh yes, I'm connected. I know that Spider Everett was on Dancing with the Stars, and what can I say about his dancing? He looked like he'd just urinated on an electric fence. Tinkle, tinkle, little star. Oh, my God. Spider Everett's cha-cha-cha was more cha-cha-chuck bucket. And there you go, juice junkies. Your trough is full of slops to slurp. I'm Oscar Buzz. And you isn't.
The Gold Coast Triple M takes no responsibility for anything Flan says.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.